Hey, Mike.
What's up, my
No,
man? What a time to go
me.
live.
I know, right? I literally just muted the commentary. Did you can you hear the music?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Is it too loud?
No, it's in the background, good enough.
Okay, cool. I'm only gonna play a song for the intro for these.
Oh, sounds good.
Do you want to stay on a speaker or do you want to go to listener? I'm fine if you just want to talk some stuff out.
No, I'll talk a little bit. I mean, I'm gonna have to. I actually have to. When halftime hits, I have to get ready to head on the road. So I will be here for a good minute.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. No, you're fine. Yeah, just I'm gonna be doing these every halftime now. Hopefully with more guests. It's just gonna be me tonight. But I'm thinking of starting around 44th minute. Which obviously was when we just scored, and then obviously finishing at halftime. But yeah, I think it's going to be a regular feature from here on out for halftime.
I support it, man.
Awesome. What do you think so far?
This honestly feels like one of the more dominant performances we've put in a while.
Yeah.
Like outside of like one or two little tiny mistakes,
Yeah.
they're pretty much been relentless in attack.
Yeah, it's been good. I'm excited to talk about it actually, because I think it's been a really good performance, one of our better ones of the season, and it looks like we actually scouted the opposition for once, you know?
What a ball by DK there, crossover to Mueller.
Oh, yeah. I actually didn't see it first time because I was literally, like I said, I was on Spotify, but like, whew. Such a good ball. What minute are you at? Is it's almost over, right?
It's 47 and a half right now. I'm on cable, so it should be, well, not cable, I'm on
Oh.
antenna, so it should be basically live.
Okay, yeah, I'm on Lion Nation TV. So I'm at the 47:15 mark.
Okay.
Yeah. How you been? I haven't seen you since the playoff game.
Been pretty good, man. Busy, but oh God, Jansen, you'll see in a second. So strong on the ball.
Okay. You're giving me a good vibes with that. Oh, it's a
Just
counter. Very well done. Wow. It's very good. All right. So it's look like, did the halftime whistle blow?
yep, just blew.
Yep, just now. Awesome. All right. So looks like you have to run. So thanks for chatting, Mike.
Yeah, no problem, man. Take it easy. Be good, all
Yeah,
right?
you too. Yeah. Turn that off. All right. Well, hello, you three. Thanks for joining. Or you two. Thanks for joining. Like you may or may not have heard, this is going to be something that I'm going to want to start doing at halftime from here on out. If you're a podcast listener, I kind of discussed near the end of the last one how I've just been busy with work, but obviously I got a new job, so I have a more normal adult schedule, working 8 to 4. So I have all my nights free to kind of relax, make dinner, feed the pets, all that fun stuff, and then watch Orlando and collect my thoughts instead of get home, watch the game, and then go to bed because I have to be up at 4 a.m. the next morning, sort of thing. So there's gonna be more content. It's just me tonight. No Chase, Adam, or Daniel. So I guess I'll just start this first one off by talking about my thoughts on the lineup. And if either one of you or whoever comes in eventually wants to chat near the end, I'll just ask for a request and you can chat. Yeah, thoughts on the lineup? I was perfectly fine personally with Yuri Rosell. That's obviously the big one. I guess you could say Nani. I didn't see anything if it was a an injury or if it was like injury related or if it what it was, but Nani coming out for Benji, I think it's been a good call so far. Benji's had a pretty good half, in my opinion. But the big one for me, I think for most people, was Yuri Rosell. I am perfectly fine with that in this game. Montreal are a team that really like to hold possession and press the midfield. And I think that the thinking with Yuri was he's, you know, pretty good on the ball. We've seen that so far in this first half. And it's worked out. So I think that's the thinking behind that one. Obviously, we would have loved to see Mendez in there, but why risk him? Like, Urso's been playing game after game after game. Mendez coming back. If this is what you're going with, I'd say stick with Urso, who's been pretty good recently. And then Yuri Rosell is your other guy to help with on the ball possession, which, again, I think he's done pretty good at. On their side, the big one's obviously no Kyoto. I believe he's injured. He actually is tied for first place with Saloy over in SKC for goals and assists per 90. I think it's 0.93 or non-penalty goals and assists per 90, something like that. He's way up there, so he's been very productive. He always loves a goal against us. He's played well in the Montreal one. So, yeah, Kyoto not being in the lineup is a big thing for us. So I've took a couple notes here on our style of play and on Montreal's style of play. The big one to start off with was, as we all know, the high press. We started out in a high press for the first 30 minutes, specifically down their right. It looks like we targeted their, or down our right side. So it looks like we targeted their left-hand side, the side that Kamal Miller and Bassong is on. And, you know, they are really struggling with it. I think as Orlando City fans, we know a lot about Kamal Miller's ability to play out of the back. It's not amazing. It's not Robin Janssen per se. That's for sure. And I think knowing that has kind of helped us target him. And so it's been very, very interesting to see us kind of target that right-hand side. And obviously that's where the goal comes from, not quite from the high press down there, but it does come from the right-hand side. So yeah, starting off with the high press specifically down that right side was the note I wrote down. Another thing about our play is while we were pressing their right, we were building up down our left. I think I tweeted about it. We went through Janssen every time we were building up. I mean, it's just, if Schlegel had the ball in possession, he found Janssen. If Yuri had the ball in possession, go back to Janssen. Maas, Janssen. Kalais, like, Janssen's probably had the most touches so far, just from the eye test. I haven't seen the stat or not, but overall, Janssen's been massive in our distribution. Just everything's flowing through him, and he's doing a really good job of finding those passes through the lines. Obviously, with the Benji foul at the end of that really good build-up play from DK, the header, that comes from a Janssen ball to DK, I believe. So it's working so far. We're definitely the more dominant team. I think with the press, we were trying to stop them from getting into our final third, and that's specifically because of what Montreal are good at, which is getting that ball to Mihailovic and to Torres. I think his name's Joaquin Torres or something like that. Two tricky inside wingers almost coming in and playing off of Milijevic. I think his name is Mihailovic and Milijevic. They play off each other really well, the striker and the two forwards. And getting the ball in the half space between Janssen, between Maas, between Yuri Rosell, that is where they were aiming. And we were trying to stop them from getting to that. And that's, I think, was the big part of the big reason why we decided to go with the press. Because, look, that's where they're really good at. And that's where they did amazing against Philadelphia. I watched that game. Philadelphia couldn't cope. And the only problem with Montreal in that game was they were too slow. Once they got the ball to Mihailovic into Torres, they were too slow on the ball and would a lot of times go backwards. So we clearly saw that and decided to stop that through press. Also, another thing I noticed from us is a free roaming role again for Urso. That seems to be something that he's really good at, always popping up at the right place at the right time, just to be another set of feet to help out. That was something I highlighted that I was disappointed with in our rough spell against Cincinnati on the road. Not enough people showing up to be an extra set of feet, and he did that well. The other thing I highlighted for us, just kind of going through my notes here at this point. Again, it's just me for those of you joining. Thank you so much. I do see Adam in here. Adam, just hit request if you want to join. I know you're at work, so probably not. No Daniel, no Chase, unfortunately. And I'll stop yapping on in a little bit, and we will get some of y'all's thoughts in. I would love to hear some of your guys' thoughts. But yeah, another note I put here down for our style of play was Benji. I like the way we use him. Let's get Adam up in here. And then Tommy, I'll get you in near the end, okay, my friend? Adam, you're on mute if you want to join in any second.
Hi.
Hey, bud,
I am
how are
at
you?
Work right now. no, I just want to say thank you to the people who showed up to listen to us because what do we know? But we're going to try to make this a more regular thing so all of us can, you know, watch the game. But so we're up 1.5. I saw the goal. It was a fucking beautiful team goal. Hopefully we have more stretches to play like that. And I will turn it back over to Gavin. But thank you, everyone.
Yes, thanks, Adam. Yeah, so Benji, our use of Benji, I really liked. As an inside forward, sometimes you look at him, he looks like a winger. Sometimes he looks like a second striker. That's the indicator that he's an inside forward. He has that freedom to switch back and forth. And obviously, we saw him all the way on the right for the goal. And just sitting off that left-hand side, he's been a problem, obviously. You know, the Benji through ball is one to think about where he almost got there. But yeah, great performance from Benji. I've liked the way we've used him so far. Just looking ahead to Montreal, they started off in their 3-4-3 defensive setup that they usually do. I love a three at the back system. It allows you to cover the length of the pitch in the midfield. It allows you to get three attackers up front to play off of each other and three at the back. Now, usually three at the back is a good system against high presses, but the reason it's been working for us is because we have located a space where we high press, like I said, their left-hand side, our right-hand side. And so they haven't been able to cope with it because we've locked them in that corner. We've used the sideline as an extra defender, and they're not coping well with it. They are trying to build up down our right once they get in the midfield. They're trying to get to their right winger, who I think is Torres, and Mihailovic is going over there to help out, again, to try to get into the space between Rossell, Janssen, and Moss. But we are swarming. We are absolutely swarming them as soon as they get in that space. Three players on the ball immediately. That's a dangerous tactic because they can kick it past you. If three people commit to the ball, that's leaving one man open. And it is kind of dangerous and risky, but it's working. They aren't getting nearly as much attack as they would like. And obviously, I think we get the goal off of swarming on top of them. So all in all, a good first half. That's my thoughts on that's just kind of my notes on their style of play and on our style of play. I didn't really see the goal that well. I was actually setting this up while the goal went in. I did see the highlight a bit better. Beautiful, beautiful play, like Adam said. And going 1-0 up at halftime, big, big result for us. Keeping us in fourth place as Atlanta United are also in the lead over NYCFC, who have been awful these last few weeks. Just a couple last thoughts before our second half preview. I don't think it was a penalty on Benji. Don't really care about that. The Yuri red-yellow card versus the Kamal non-yellow. I saw a couple people moaning about that. For me, I actually agree with the call, objectively, just because with Yuri, he is going in at full speed, and he does take him out. And then for Kamal, he's not at full speed. So there's more force in the tackle. Both of them are similar professional fouls. But again, Kamal, not enough force for me versus Yuri. And look, Kamal, you can say studs were up. But I remember a tackle last season when somebody's studs were up and they were falling backwards. And it wasn't given as a red card, I don't think, or a yellow even. So for the preview, what do I think we need to change? Not much. I think we should obviously call off the dogs on the press a little bit, but still, when they get in that right-hand side, try and lock them in. And we need to continue swarming and really sitting tight as a team and making sure that when we do start to, you know, two or three people go, somebody's watching the back door to make sure that they can't get out of it. What do I expect them to change? Is another kind of question I put in the notes. I think they're going to start focusing on Janssen big time. Robin Janssen's obviously, like I said, been a big part of our buildup. I think they're going to press him. Around the 20th minute or so, they locked onto that and started pressing him. But they kind of stopped. I'm not sure why. I think he might have gotten out of it once. I don't know if that was just like, oh, okay. He's too good for us. But I think they're going to start doing it more and more just to kind of win the ball off him and get a chance at goal. And then I think they're going to still go for a smash and grab. I think they're going to still be looking to waste some time, milk a couple injuries, which every team does. We'll probably do the same thing. And they'll time waste a little bit because they're gonna come at us in the last 10 minutes, I think. I think they're going to come at us in the first 10 and the last 10 minutes of the half and really send everybody forward and try and get that equalizer. So, you know, possibly more direct balls. They're going to try and win the knockdown, stuff like that. Try to get over that press of ours. I think that's also another thing we'll see, especially in those 20-minute spells I just said. My prediction? Gosh. As good as we've been, we are a team who can be kind of Jekyll and Hyde when it comes to first half, second half performances, kind of similar to Cincinnati. That's why the last podcast was titled Game of Two Halves. I'm going to go with a 2-1 win. I think Montreal will get a goal. I'm going to go with a 2-1 win for us, though. I think we get one more, maybe off a corner or something like that. So, Tommy, you've been requested. I'm going to add you here. Thanks for being here since the start. You've been a longtime listener. So let's get you on. And you are muted at the moment. Hey, Tommy.
Sorry, I was just eating something.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Hey, what did you want to talk about? What did you see? I want to hear your thoughts.
You kind of nailed everything, really. I was seeing the exact same. I do think Montreal seemed to try and counter us with the same thing that we came at them with early on, with the pressing. So I do agree with they tried to sort of press Janssen into a mistake. Mm-hmm. We were seeing a lot of that, like, sort of later in the first half. I don't know why they stopped, because I thought we did give the ball away a couple of times from them pressing up really high. Maybe just because it didn't materialize for them, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think I do remember a couple times where we looked to struggle with it. Do you think we'll see that more in the second half, or do you think they might try something else? Maybe try and press Huan, maybe.
I think we might see that in the second half, especially early, because they know we're like tired because of how much we pressed them in that first half. So I'm thinking now that we've kind of exhausted ourselves a little bit, that maybe they'll try to take advantage of that.
Yeah, they very well could. It's going to be an interesting second half. What is your prediction, man? How you feeling?
I was saying if we didn't score before halftime, Montreal was going to win, because it feels like I see that way too much, where we dominate, and then they score one, and then they just sit back the rest of the game and win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was pretty nervous about that too.
I can see a 1-1 happening, but I really, really hope that we get one in this half and try to kill the game.
Yeah, me too. It looks like they brought in Sanusi, who's a pretty pacey player. Actually scored the late equalizer against Philly. Well, the second half is going. I'll leave you guys to it. Tommy, thanks for always being a supporter of mine and in the podcast, and for coming in and talking. I appreciate it. And hopefully this becomes a normal trend for Lions Blog, and hopefully we win the game. Thanks for coming out, guys. Y'all have a good one.